Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back in. 8:31. Happy Wednesday, everybody. As Dan Lanning would say,
we got him, boys.
We got him. He's here, the commissioner.
Not easy right now, man.
Fresh off a get-up. I even wore my plain black tee knowing this might be a Josh Pate Wednesday. I'm wearing my Josh Pate t-shirt.
There you go.
I'm trying to blend in.
I have a white tee on.
We got a white tee and a black tee. We're ready to go. Josh Pate's College Football Show. Check it out on YouTube every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Give him a follow on Twitter at Josh Pate CFB. He is the future commissioner of college football, and it is great to catch up with you, Pate, man. We appreciate carving some time out because I know you got a crazy busy schedule, and we got semis on the horizon. We were just talking about the Damon Williams story, and I certainly want to get to Oregon, Indiana with you. I'm just like, that was a bombshell here locally. Damon Williams is a guy who started all season for Washington, just signed his agreement to return 4 days ago, and now he's in the portal. Maybe it's LSU, maybe it's Miami, but it's leading everybody's hair to catch on fire up here in the Northwest. I'm just curious your reaction to that and what it means for not only the sport and maybe some legal recourse that could be there and what it means for the Huskies.
Well, it's stupid, and I hate it, and burn it all down are my initial three thoughts, and that's the mature version of me. So the immature version would say something far worse. I've started to give out some advice, maybe some college football fan life advice to anyone who is turned off by this, and it's just tune out. Keep watching the playoff games, but as far as the you know, like the extracurricular, the recruiting, the portal stuff, you probably just need to tune out for a little while on it and just check in August or even in spring practice, see who's on your roster, and you'll be good. Because the games will still be, you know, thoroughly entertaining. You'll be fine. But for the next little while, until we really get our feet under us and we figure out if there are rules and what the rules are and all that, it's probably just going to disgust you. If you're older than 10 and you have somewhat of a bearing of what college football is supposed to look like, it's probably going to disgust you.
Well, I think looking at that, like, it certainly was a weird story, a pretty big one here in the Pacific Northwest, but I'm also chuckling of, like, acting like this is the biggest thing going on. We literally have a team in a semifinal game tomorrow who half the coaching staff we're not even sure is going to be in. I think we got a couple names about 30 minutes ago that we found out will not be able to coach for Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. And I'm like, you know, the quarterback leaving, I, you know, gross, weird, all that. We have a coach who left a team that could win a national championship. This is happening before our eyes. I don't even know how that team is playing football. I don't know who they're talking to in these meetings. That whole thing is so bizarre to me. But Chambliss was so awesome in the second half against Georgia. I'm curious as your thoughts on Ole Miss having to deal with the Lane fallout.
Well, so when I was growing up, you know, to get taught how to drive, most of us have the experience of, you know, your dad or your mom or grandma or whoever, they're driving and you're out in the countryside and it's pretty rural. And so they'll have you come over here, climb up on my lap, take the wheel, and you really know they're still in charge. Well, I didn't, but unbeknownst to me, my parents were still in charge, but they would let me take the wheel. And the parent knows, even if the worst were to happen and the kid just takes his hand off the wheel entirely, the car's going to go semi-straight for a little while. Now, it will slowly veer off, and if you keep your hands off the wheel too long, you'll end up in the ditch. That's kind of the way these football programs operate. And I'm not saying that losing Lane Kiffin is the equivalent of taking hands totally off the wheel. There are still hands on the wheel, even if they're relatively less capable. But, you know, it's kind of like if the foreman doesn't show up to the job site. The workers know how to perform the task. Now, over a long length of time, the 50,000-foot vision of the overall project and the overall strategic nature of the company may suffer, but this isn't long-term. These were a few games Ole Miss had to play. I almost think that they took it as an insult that people thought the operation was just going to grind to a halt. Like, they don't even know. How many are we supposed to have out here? 10? 11? I forgot my route tree. It's just not the impact that losing a coach has on a team. And if it was going to bite them, I thought it was going to bite them against Georgia. So once they got past Georgia, I actually think you can harness this as a weapon. But I also think, like, when you're talking storylines in college football, it matters if you're 35, 45, 55, 65. Sometimes if you're 19 years old, you're not even aware enough to know it's supposed to matter. I think there are a lot of dudes in that Ole Miss locker room that are just going and playing ball, and they don't even know this stuff is supposed to matter. And by the way, I would advise them, do not ever become any more self-aware than you are right now, because it's only downhill from here. So just remain totally oblivious and ignorant to life.
I mean, it reminds me of your backup quarterback argument that you make of kind of, you know, everybody doing a little bit more and a little bit extra, and maybe this is the thing that galvanizes the team. They all do a little bit more and come together, to your point, to prove people wrong. And remarkable performance. We saw some of the post-game comments from players taking shots at Lane. So clearly it's working out for him. I can't wait to see how that game turns out. Now, we're talking with Josh Pate, future commissioner of the sport, at Josh Pate CFB. On Twitter, on Instagram, go give him a follow on all the socials. He's going to be at the Oregon-Indiana game on Friday night. You can check out his show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, live on YouTube, and get the podcast wherever you find your podcasts. He's the best in the biz. I love saying in tongue-in-cheek for my Oregon Ducks that nobody's giving us a chance and everybody rolls their eyes at me all year because they're always one of the favorites in basically every game that they play. I tune into the show on Sunday night.
Giving you a chance.
I see a prediction. Okay, write it down. Josh Pate not giving me a chance. Okay, I'm perusing. Yesterday, I see the locker room video pop up, and I see, okay, Compton. All right, Taylor Lewan. Okay, all three of them. Nobody's giving my team a chance.
Busting against the Ducks.
Go ahead, Josh Pate. Tell me how my team's going to lose on Friday.
Well, I think your team's going to lose on Friday. You hear that? You smell that? That is the unmistakable stench of doubt. So do you want me to break some news, exclusive news on the show right now?
Yeah.
I think Dan Lanning needs to be verbally abused before games, and so I'm doing it this week. I have pulled up right now my text to Dan Lanning over the past week, and one of them was, nobody believes in you, don't show up. That one got an exclamation mark. The second one was, it's hard for a man who has known hunger to ever be full. And I let him guess which coach I was describing. And then the one yesterday I sent him, this finally got an actual reaction in terms of words. Only one thing is more flammable than smell. Hold on. Scratch. poor takeoff there. Only one thing is more flammable and smells stronger than gasoline, and that's doubt. And I attributed that one to Meemaw, which I think is why he responded. And I will continue this practice up until kickoff.
Thank you.
Because if he needs someone to stare daggers at as he takes the field, if he needs someone to rage out on in the mirror right before the game, I'm happy to serve that purpose. Yeah, he knows I'm a friend of the program, but I just think sometimes he needs to be reminded, hey, you've low-key kind of sucked in these second go-arounds against Washington and DeBoer, against Ohio State last year. Now you get another shot against Indiana. It's time to rewrite the book, my friend. It's time. Don't embarrass me. That's my main message to Dan. Don't embarrass me. I stand up for you. Do not embarrass me.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I wonder what his response to that one was, because you said it was the only thing he actually gave you words in response to. I also think he's psycho enough to tell his family to just absolutely verbally abuse him during the week when he goes home, so it can just piss him off.
Buddy, even you suck, buddy. Dad.
You
suck,
don't
Dad.
Know. You think you know the kind of psychopath we're dealing with. You have no idea the kind of psychopath we're dealing with. We have had running jokes on The Locker Room, the show I do with LaJuan and Will. We have had running jokes about Kurt Cignetti playing psychological warfare with not only Dan, but his family, and he has participated in that storyline, which is purely fictitious and inappropriate to begin with, in the best cases. He has actively participated and, dare I say, fanned the flames of said storyline. Just not even human.
I have a Michael Scott-like weird thought of, like, he has Cignetti photoshopped in a photo of his family, but it's Cignetti instead of Dan, so he can just stare at it and be seething through the roof as he gets ready for this game. He's losing Jordan Davison, right? So, like, motivating quotes and doubt and all of that does play a factor here, but they're also losing, debatably, if not certainly, their best running back. That was announced yesterday. I'm curious how that changes. They couldn't run the ball against Indiana in the first one. Dante Moore, and where you're at Dante, can Dante win this game for the Ducks? And the loss of Davison to the offense.
They are going to have to find a way to manufacture a run game enough to where third down's manageable. So I think what bit them the first time was they were 3 of 14 on third down against Indiana, and that was because third down was an average of 3rd and 6.6 yards. They had 5 different 3rd and 9 pluses. And if you do that again, you're just going to get yourself in a blender against that defense. You're just going to end up putting yourself in turnover-prone positions again. And at that point, all Indiana's got to do is just be who they are. That's what they've been razor-efficient at doing, just being who they are and forcing you to be something else. But then past third down, here's what I wonder, and this is kind of open-ended. I wonder how he thinks on fourth down this game. After going 4 of 8 against Texas Tech, some coaches don't go for it on fourth down 8 times all year, and he did it in one game. And that's to his credit. Like, that's who he is. That's what they believe in. But when you go 4 of 8 and you turn the ball over, I think 4 or 5 times in opponent territory, and you come away with no points on those drives, you can afford to do that when you're shutting someone out. You're not going to shut out Indiana, and so you probably can't afford to do that. That'll bankrupt you against them. And so I watched DeBoer go for it on fourth down on his own 30-yard line against Indiana. They didn't get it. That caved Alabama's faint hopes of competing in that game. So just the decision-making in this game, I wonder if Dan C and Bama failed to do it, if Dan C and his own team failed to do it 4 times, do you just wipe it clean and do what you do no matter what, or does that affect you? And how many times does your third down lack of execution put you in position to have to make those fourth down decisions? I actually think that, along with the obvious, which is Dante Moore being efficient, that's the game for Oregon.
Yeah, you're spot on that that'll be the takeaway out of the game. If they fail on a couple of fourth downs and you lose a one possession game, similar to the Washington game a couple years ago, that's all anybody would talk about. I'm curious to ask you on the other side, a lot of focus on Oregon. Can Dante Moore get it going against that defense? He was, confused and they threw him off in that first matchup at Autzen. On the other side of the ball, we're coming off an Oregon game in which they pitched a shutout, and it was impressive. It's the first time there's a number since like 1917. That's no counties for me. Since they've been playing real football, it's the first time Oregon's ever done that, and they did it in the Orange Bowl against a Big 12 champ. Where's the pie chart for you on percentage of that's because Oregon has got it going defensively? They're incredibly healthy on that side of the ball. No injuries really all season long. Good at all three levels. Is that an Oregon defensive shutout? It is a Texas Tech's overrated. They only play Big 12 defenses, and those numbers were inflated all year. Like, how do you separate that pie chart, and how should I feel about Oregon's defense going into this game?
No, Oregon's really good defensively, and they can be really good here. You do deal with the situation where Texas Tech was very capped by lower-end potential at quarterback. I'm trying to be kind there. They did not have a playoff-caliber quarterback at Texas Tech, so Indiana obviously does. But having said that, I mean, in his biggest games this year, it's not like Mendoza has just – it's crazy to say what I'm about to say about a Heisman Trophy winner, but it's not like he's completely and utterly torched people. He's been very, very good, but he's thrown a couple of picks in some big games too. Like, that can happen. He did it against Oregon.
Yeah.
So that can happen. It's just – you've got to put them in the situations that they're really good at putting other teams in. Because I think for the millionth time this week, I'm hearing people ask about the secret formula, secret sauce, whatever Indiana does. And they can't wrap their minds around the concept that there's no real secret. They're just really, really efficient, and they don't screw a whole lot up. And it's crazy how many teams will lose football games against you if all you do is what you're supposed to do. That's a really, really good metaphor for life, by the way, kids, if you're listening out there riding around with your parents. If you'll just do your job, it's crazy how many people around you won't do theirs, and you'll end up elevating by default. So I think at the very least you have to put him in conflict. You have to put him in some third and six pluses. Make them be in a position like you were in last game where their average distance to gain is six-plus yards. And at that point, it's not that he can't make the throws. It's if he does – and he carves you up enough to win, that's when you're okay tipping your cap. You're not okay losing, but you're comfortable that you did enough to win, he just did a little bit more. Mm. But if it's a bunch of self-inflicted wounds and they get the ball with 20 yards average better starting field position than you, that's when you fumbled it a little bit, figuratively, maybe literally. And that's what is really a tough flight home from Atlanta to Eugene having the stomach.
Last one for you, man. We appreciate you hopping on today. I know your week is insane. Is the national title game basically that game to you? Or do you actually give – you're giving Miami and Ole Miss that legit chance to be able to do it as well?
Are people there okay with me saying Mario Cristobal could theoretically win a national title?
Not yet. Too soon.
It's going to break their brains if he does.
All right, well, then I'm going to say this. No, this is the national title game. Yeah, winner in Atlanta might as well get the crown. However, I do reserve the right to privately text one or both of you an alternate answer so that you can deliver it, because I'm not interested in being the bad guy. Yeah, I just want the credit. I don't want any blame.
Gotcha.
I got a semifinal game, man. I haven't even gotten to the place mentally to think about my team playing Mario Cristobal in a national championship. That's a problem for another day. Today, Dirt, dude, not going to worry about that. Tomorrow, Dirt will handle that issue when it
such
arises.
Such bad timing for you during the when we were off. You did the bus into the locker room with the guys, and you did the whole I laid the money line on Bama, and then that circulated after that result. And I went, oh,
come on,
don't do
man.
That to our boy.
Man,
like
I was
that.
Right there with you, man. I was right there with you. Josh Pate, CFB on Twitter, on Instagram. Go give him a follow. Future commissioner of the sport, the best in the biz. All he asks is just subscribe. Go do it to the YouTube page every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. His college football show. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the games. Hopefully, we'll do it again soon. And enjoy all the football, buddy.
Pleasure as always, guys. Have a good rest of your week.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.